When I got to junior high school in the seventh grade, I joined the baseball team. I was not good enough to play, so they made me team manager. It was great. I felt like I was part of something bigger than myself. And I was surrounded by boys and a great coach that accepted me as part of the team. I was somebody. And for five more years of school, I was part of the team. Pat, my stepfather, was born Gerald J. Patton, August 25th, 1922, to his parents William and Rose Patton in Millbrook Township, Macosta. 3 years later, his younger brother died at birth. From his youth, he was called Pat, and throughout his 44 years working at the Gibson Refrigerator Company in Greenville, that's what they called him. But they called him something else, too. When I was a student at Greenville High School, and during the summer months when school was out, I worked at Gibson's, but at the welding factory that made air conditioners. The welding department they assigned me to got higher pay, and I found out right away why. It was a hot, nasty, and dangerous job. All the welding was done by a big, cumbersome spot welding gun that hung from the ceiling on a spring. At that time, I was on the wrestling team at school in the 95-pound weight class. The welding guns weighed much more than that. If I ever missed a mark or did a lousy weld, the gun would kick back and pick me right up off the floor. It would send sparks in every direction that would burn their way through your clothes into your skin. Later in life, I would still have to deal with these little sparks of metal that would work their way out of the surface of my skin like a pimple. I went to high school from 1966 to 1969 during the hippie movement of peace and love, not war. I started playing in a rock band during my freshman year when long hair was the cool thing for both sexes. When I first started working at Gibson's, the men I worked with used to ride me a lot about my long hair. But within a short time, they told me,
"Hey, you gotta slow down.
You're making everybody else work too hard."
What they meant was, when you are working on a manufacturing production line, all the workers must work at the same pace. I was just trying to do my best working fast. The men knew that, and they took me under their wing and in their confidence. Once during lunch hour, when we were all sitting around resting and talking, I mentioned that my dad worked at Gibson's in Greenville. One of the men asked,
"Oh yeah?
What department does your dad work in?"
I answered him and told him the tool crib. Two men at the same time responded,
"You don't mean Grumpy, do you?"
I said, "No, my dad's name is Gerald, but they call him Pat." The conversation went a little quiet then, and after a short pause, one of the men said,
"We would have never known that you're Grumpy's son, because you are nothing like him."
He went on saying,
"We can talk to you and you listen, and you sound like you have an adventurous life with your little musical orchestra."
They knew I played in a band, and that was their way of poking a little jealousy at me, but all in good fun. One of the men told me,
"After work every night, when I drove home past Pat's property, he would be out in the brush cutting down trees."
The man went on to say,
"And I used to see him out there digging the basement for his new home with a shovel. Finally, I could not stand it, and I borrowed one of the man's digging machine from a friend and loaned it to Pat. And he did end up digging the entire hole by himself."
Pat was a man's man, a very hard worker. The Gibson children went to the same public school as I did. Sometimes they would get dropped off at school by a chauffeur-driven black car. One of the boys in the Gibson family played in a band from my high school called the Blues Reaction. They had all the best guitars, keyboards, and Super Beetle amplifiers. I played in a band from Lakeview, the Soul Generation, and I didn't always have enough musical equipment to play live. The Blues Reaction used to loan me an amplifier and keyboard so I could perform. The generosity of these boys to a competitive band allowed me to further my musical career. When I first started playing in a group, I would have never been able to play in public without their help. I have always been very grateful to them. Pat never spoke much about his family, but I did meet his mother, Rose, and his uncle, Earl, and Aunt Levisa, Vicey. He lived with his aunt and uncle when he was younger. Pat had some siblings, but he never talked about them or his father. Rose was a gentlewoman with a sweet personality. I remember eating stale cookies at her house. Shortly after I turned over my heart to the Lord as a child, I had an opportunity to witness to her. She always seemed uncomfortable around me. She did not have the excitement in her face when she saw me as my grandmother did. She was very kind and tried to make me comfortable in her home.